Good evening and welcome to tonight's meeting of the Canterbury-Bankstown Local Planning Panel. My name's Marcia Doheny and I'm the chair of this evening's meeting. Before I begin, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land, water and skies of Canterbury-Bankstown, the Darug people. The panel recognises and respects Darug cultural heritage, beliefs and the relationship with the land, and the panel acknowledges the First Peoples' continuing importance to the Canterbury-Bankstown city community. My name's Marcia Doheny, and as I mentioned, I'm the panel chairperson for tonight. We also have, as the panel experts, Kate Bartlett and Marcus Trimble, and we have our community representative, Peter Benton, from the banks, representing the Bankstown ward. Just in terms of the work that we've done before tonight's meeting, the panel was taken by council staff to the site of tonight's development application and has also had the benefit of a briefing from council staff. We've also read the application material and the council assessment report, which included a summary of the objections to this proposal. I should have said at the beginning, the proposal that we're dealing with is number 2 and 4 Vimy Street, Bankstown. So I'll now proceed to ask each panel member if they have any interests that they need to declare, either a pecuniary interest or any conflict of interest.
Peter Menton, no conflict.
Kate Bartlett, no conflict.
Marcus Trimble, no conflict.
Thank you, panel, and I also have no conflict, and each panel member has also signed a written declaration confirming that they have no conflicts of interest for tonight's agenda item. I also confirm that the minutes of the Canterbury-Bankstown Local Planning Panel, which was held on the 13th of October 2025, have been confirmed as correct by the chair of that meeting. Tonight's development application is a development application for a five-storey residential flat building at 2 and 4 Vimy Street, Bankstown, with 17 residential units and one for affordable housing above two levels of basement car parking. As mentioned earlier, the panel has visited the site and had the benefit of a council officer's briefing and read all of the relevant material. We don't have anyone registered to speak at tonight's meeting, and I think it's been confirmed that there's nobody on the line to speak. So there being no public, and no addresses from any member of the public for tonight's evening, I'll now declare the meeting closed. The panel will retire to a closed session and deliberate and determine the matter tonight, and the decision will be available on Council's website within the next seven days. And if there's nothing else, I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you very much, anybody who's listening. Thank you.